This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. French President Emmanuel Macron says there are signs of war crimes in a Kyiv suburb following massacres by Russian forces. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
French President Emmanuel Macron says that there are signs of war crimes in a Kyiv suburb following massacres by Russian forces. Macron spoke in the town of Irpin while on a visit with the German, Italian and Romanian leaders to show support for Ukraine. He denounced the barbarism of the attacks that devastated the town and praised the courage of residents of Irpin and other Kyiv region towns who held back Russian forces from attacking the capital. The four European leaders arrived early in Kyiv to the sound of air raid sirens as they made a high-profile show of collective European support for the Ukrainian people as they resist Russia's invasion. I'm Zaria Shakili.
At a NATO ministerial meeting Thursday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin called Russia's invasion of Ukraine an enormous crisis in European security. But he said, together we have risen to the challenge of Putin's war of choice and Russia's assault on transatlantic security. But U.S. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, provided a grim assessment of the current battlefield situation. He told reporters in Brussels that the Ukrainian military is suffering as many as 300 casualties a day, including 100 soldiers killed in action and between 100 and 300 wounded. Human Rights Watch says Russia is causing casualties and suffering among civilians in its war against Ukraine by using anti-personnel landmines that have been banned internationally. This is VOA.